This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. California's FAIR Plan, the home insurer of last resort, needs $1 billion so it can pay out claims from the firestorms. But first, as you heard on CBS News, the Army Corps of Engineers, FEMA, and local leaders gathered as they were given the green light to start clearing out debris for homes in the Palisades. Pete DiMatteo says a lot of homeowners took the steps to start that clearing process.
Nancy Ward, the director of the State Office of Emergency Services, looked relieved as she made the announcement.
To think that we are here just a few weeks after these fires were contained, with the completion of the household hazardous materials efforts for phase one, and now to be able to begin to phase two, it's an amazing day for all of us.
Officials say at this point over 8,000 homeowners have signed the paperwork to allow the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to enter their properties to begin debris removal. Hundreds of trucks are now staged on Temescal Canyon and other streets in the area, and as teams from the Army move in, they estimate clearing of an average lot will take 2 to 3 days to complete, and there are thousands of lots to clear in the Palisades alone. In Pacific Palisades, I'm Pete DiMatteo, KNX News 97.1 FM.
SoCal Edison being accused of tampering with evidence from the Eden fire. Attorneys representing some Altadena residents asking a judge to sanction Edison, claiming that by secretly re-energizing some transmission lines, they may have altered key evidence about how the fire started. They say Edison knew there was a temporary restraining order for it to preserve evidence, but Edison says it notified attorneys before it re-energizes lines and before the court ruled on the restraining order. California's FAIR Plan insurer needs $1 billion or it's going to run out of money next month. The State Department of Insurance has approved FAIR's request to charge private insurance companies $1 billion in order to help it pay out claims from the California firestorms. Those insurance companies are going to pass some of that on to customers, but experts say it should only come out to about $60 per policyholder. FAIR says that will show up as a one-time fee on the bill rather than as a rate hike. We're going to go in-depth on this coming up in a few minutes. The governor wants to make sure that child care providers affected by the fires know they're eligible for more help. Governor Newsom issued an executive order directing state social services and the Employment Development Department to get in touch with programs and providers that haven't reopened yet and let them know they could be eligible for help from disaster unemployment assistance. National Weather Service confirming we're about to have the strongest rainstorm in a year. Meteorologist Ryan Kittle says it's going to be scattered rain tomorrow, but then some really heavy stuff up to 6 inches in some areas later on Thursday into the night. He says some places, including the Palisades burn zone, could see rainfall rates hit a half inch to an inch an hour.
So with our burn scars, intensity trumps total accumulations. So it's not how much rain falls over a long period of time, but how much rain falls in a short period of time, which is another way of thinking of rainfall intensity. So we do think there's at least a moderate risk for exceeding the rainfall thresholds that we like to use, which is based on a lot of research and hard work by our geologist friends. It seems like there's at least a moderate risk of hitting those intensity thresholds, those rain rate thresholds for all burn scars. So that's why we have the flood watch out. We are messaging that this is a strong event because the winds are strong and there's certainly some pretty healthy rainfall totals.
Snow level is going to be dropping to 6,000 feet. SoCal Edison crews working to restore electricity in some areas of Rancho Palos Verdes and Rolling Hills. About 200 homes in RPV and 50 in Rolling Hills lost power back in September because of land movement and was putting Edison's infrastructure in danger. Diane Castro with Edison's crews turned the power back on over the weekend to most customers in the Portuguese Bend Beach Club community. And today they were out in the Seaview neighborhood.
We've been working at this to get to this stage. And, you know, over the next several days and weeks, Southern California Edison does plan to safely restore power to these customers.
Now, those homes are going to have to pass all required city and Edison inspections, and you can visit Edison's website, get more information on how to pass those inspections. Heavy rains past couple of years caused that ground to move as much as 12 to 13 inches at its peak, but dewatering wells and a drier winter have slowed down the movement a lot. Cops have arrested a man for shooting a laser at an LAPD chopper. Officers saw a street takeover in progress at Alondra and Vermont in L.A. earlier this month. And during the investigation, police helicopter pilots say they saw Brian Gutierrez shooting a high-powered green laser at them. And they say he took off, hid in a detached structure behind a house, but was arrested peacefully. The LADA has filed felony charges. Waymo once again expanding its service in L.A. County. Here's Emily Valdez.
Santa Monica to downtown L.A., Hollywood to Culver City. Now you can catch a Waymo to Westchester and parts of Inglewood, including the Forum, SoFi Stadium, and HHLA.
So we're excited because not only does it now provide an opportunity for individuals who live within that expansion area, but individuals who are now in the coverage area that we've been using are able to now come into an area that we've been anticipating, if you will, to be able to access.
Fernando Gomez has two sons who are both developmentally disabled. His organization, Integrated Community Collaborative, has partnered with Waymo.
Well, Waymo's having your own car because it gives you the independence. It also eliminates what they're potentially has biases or negative interactions.
How does it compare with the cost for ride shares? That depends where you're going, what time of day. You can always compare yourself. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, it was quite the sight today. Elon Musk, they're right there in the Oval Office defending his Doge operation while standing behind President Trump. We're going to dig into that coming up on Nonstop News at 5 as it continues, presented by my Lemon Law Lawyers. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review. Well, the state's Fair Home Insurance Plan of Last Resort is running out of money because of the L.A. County wildfire disaster. And now the state insurance commissioners approved emergency funding of an extra $1 billion to pay out claims. Now, half of that money is going to come from the insurance companies. They can collect the other half, $500 million, from every home policy payer in the state. Joining us now live is L.A. insurance broker and industry expert Carl Sussman. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for letting me here.
So is it fair to call this a bailout?
Well, no. I mean, it's kind of like if I buy an insurance policy and then the insurance company pays my claim, are they bailing me out? The money that's coming in now has been expected. We were actually expecting, to be honest, $3 or $4 billion. But it turns out that in order for the FAIR plan to have access to its reinsurance, which is basically other dollars that it has in an insurance policy waiting, it has a deductible, if you will, of about $900 million. And it doesn't have that. So if this is going to fill that deductible and give FAIR plan access to that money that it needs to pay the claims.
Now, some of the cost is being passed on to the customer, and I'm sure that the private insurance companies who are providing some of the funding are also going to pass their costs along to the customer. But right now, one estimate is that there's going to be a one-time fee of around $60 on the bill of every policyholder in the state. Is that how it's going to work?
No, this is way premature to try and decide if it's going to even roll off to the consumers or not, because the Department of Insurance has to authorize that. So if the Department of Insurance, which tends to be very consumer friendly, does decide to allow insurance companies to recoup half of that, it would likely be a percentage of premium, not a flat amount, and probably be over a period of a year or two. So I think we could be looking at significantly less dollars than we were expecting.
How do you think policyholders are going to feel about that? Already they feel like their insurance rates just keep going up and up. And of course, when you have a huge disaster, we're talking about a once-in-a-lifetime firestorm disaster that hit us here. So people have got to be cognizant of the fact that this is going to cost a lot of money. But how do you think they're going to feel about that with extra charges coming on for this?
Well, from your lips to God's ears, as they say, the problem is it's not a once-in-a-lifetime event. We keep seeing them and they keep getting worse. And I think that's the problem for the industry in general. We hate getting assessments in general, right? Nobody likes to have to pay more than they absolutely have to. But I was just hearing the other day that they're talking about, actually, you guys reported on it as well, that the identifier might have some liability coming from the power company. And I was thinking, well, if that's the case and the insurance company goes and recoups money from the power company, then the power company raises their rates to consumers again. I mean, it's a big circle, you know? I mean, the money has to come from somewhere. And I think it's just a matter of where's it going to come from this time.
Now, let's talk about the flood of claims coming in, just in general. So many claims got to be coming in. There's also an order for the FAIR Plan to take some new action to kind of speed up handling these claims. Is that going to help?
I sure hope so. I work with many insurance companies and the FAIR Plan, and I can tell you, and I'm happy to be able to tell you, that the private insurance companies have really been stepping up. I mean, they're cutting checks, they're EFT millions of dollars I see every day, which is great. The only calls that I'm having that are really creating problems tend to be from the adjusters with the California FAIR Plan. And I think part of that is because they simply are not staffed for it. I mean, you can't expect to keep staff on, you know, on payroll for this type of an event all the time. So I think hearing that they're being told straight out, hey, you need to move faster, get more people, is just going to be a positive for consumers.
All right. Thanks so much. LA insurance broker and industry expert Carl Sussman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks.
Elon Musk took his son into the Oval Office this afternoon, was standing next to President Trump behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office to talk about his Department of Government Efficiency. That's coming up on Nonstop News at 5. Elon Musk defended his Department of Government Efficiency while standing behind President Trump in the Oval Office. He was accompanied by his four-year-old son he named X, and the president got things started. It sounded like this.
I'll ask Elon Musk to say a few words, and we'll take some questions. Elon, go ahead.
Sure. So the at a high level, if you say, what is the goal of DOGE, or I think a significant part of the presidency is to restore democracy. This may seem like, well, aren't we in a democracy? Well, if you don't have a feedback loop, FAX, we would have to, if you sorry. Tell you, gravitas can be difficult sometimes. So if there's not a good feedback loop from the people to the government, and if you have rule of the bureaucrat, if the bureaucracy is in charge, and then what meaning does democracy actually have? If the people cannot vote and have their will be decided by their elected representatives in the form of the president and the Senate and the House, then we don't live in a democracy, we live in a bureaucracy. So it's incredibly important that we close that feedback loop, we fix that feedback loop, and that the public's elected representatives, the president, the House, and the Senate, decide what happens, as opposed to a large unelected bureaucracy. This is not to say that there aren't some good, there are good people who are in the federal bureaucracy, but you can't have an autonomous federal bureaucracy. You have to have one that is responsive to the people. That's the whole point of a democracy. And if you looked at the founders today and said, what do you think of the way things have turned out? Well, we have this unelected, fourth unconstitutional branch of government, which is the bureaucracy, which has, in a lot of ways, currently more power than any elected representative. And this is not something that people want. It does not match the will of the people. So it's just something we've got to fix. And we've also got to address the deficit. So we've got a $2 trillion deficit. And if we don't do something about this deficit, the country's going bankrupt. I mean, it's really astounding that the interest payments alone on the national debt exceed the Defense Department budget, which is shocking, because we spend a lot of money on defense. And if that just keeps going, we're essentially going to bankrupt the country. So what I really want to say is, like, it's not optional for us to reduce the federal expenses. It's essential. It's essential for America to remain solvent as a country, and it's essential for America to have the resources necessary to provide things to its citizens and not simply be servicing vast amounts of debt.
And also, could you mention some of the things that your team has found, some of the crazy numbers, including the woman that walked away with about $30 million?
Right.
Et cetera.
Well, we do find it sort of rather odd that there are quite a few people in the bureaucracy who have ostensibly a salary of a few hundred thousand dollars, but somehow manage to accrue tens of millions of dollars in net worth while they are in that position, which is, what happened to USAID. We're just curious as to where it came from.
Elon Musk in the Oval Office today. Mixed day for Wall Street, with the Dow closing up 123, S&P up 2, and NASDAQ down 70. That's your nonstop news at 5, presented by my Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.